This is Passport to Texas. The gorgeous monarch butterfly is on the decline. Efforts are afoot to conserve them. Yet they're not great pollinators or a significant food source for other critters, so is being pretty reason enough to keep them around?
I think it's important not to de-emphasize how important this is. If you're ever out on a Texas river in the fall and you have hundreds or thousands of monarchs coming through, that's a fabulous natural phenomenon.
Ben Hutchins makes a good point. He is Texas Parks and Wildlife's invertebrate biologist and says the insects have a practical value in Mexico where they overwinter.
Overwintering monarchs are a really important source of economic income because tourists come from around the world to see those monarchs.
Conserving monarchs also benefits other Texas species.
Monarch conservation benefits a whole suite of other species. So, for example, if you're managing a landscape to benefit monarchs, you're also going to be benefiting many other pollinators. They also benefit a host of larger species. For example, if you're managing habitat, keeping it open as a prairie or savanna, that's going to be benefiting upland bird species like quail. So there's really an economic incentive for being conscious of monarchs when we're managing landscapes.
Tomorrow, a new citizen science project to help monarchs. Funding provided in part by Ram Trucks. Guts, glory, Ram. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.